Hey, my man, where you going? You really trying to leave me behind? Sure, you didn't mean it, but dude, it's Monday. We always go to Dawn's together on Monday. Yeah. Did you forget? Never mind that. So, how's the day been? That's boring. Well, today we pulled a few pranks on people. Yeah, me and the other girls. Yeah, we're still, studying. Duh. I still take this place seriously, But I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a bit of fun every now and then, especially in the library. God, the reactions were priceless. Granted, we did get kicked out, but still, it was fun. I mean, at least we're not banned there, right? So I can continue focusing on whatever damn book you suggest for my studies. Or, I mean, I could just do it at home, but. Yeah, I know. Shit's gadgets through, yada, 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 too many distractions. Jeez. Why don't you become my mom? Whatever. I mean, what else has been in your day? You good, dude? Something seems up. I mean, hell, you was about to just leave me in the dust. If I didn't sniff you out quick enough, you would probably be at your dorm by now. Don't tell me you have some sort of lady friend over there, do you? Didn't want me to see her? I'm on to you. So, where are your friends? They ain't around today? Bummer, I guess. You could have come up to me, I mean, sure, we were dicking around, but better than being alone, right? You need to cut that shit out, How are you gonna bother me? I wasn't studying or anything. Sure, I'm with my friends, but you've been my day one since fucking day one. So, how am I gonna be upset if you come to talk to me or wanna hang out? I prefer you over anyone, anyways. Something's up with you. Look, we've known each other for years. I'm not gonna fall for this mask bullshit that you put on. I know when something gets to you. Usually you don't let it, but when things bubble up and get too much, you look way more exhausted. You can't put energy into putting on some facade that you're alright. Believe me, I've been with you for long enough to fucking realize that. No point in hiding it, dude. Again, with the burden stuff, how are you gonna be a burden to me? Like, what possibly will you talking to me as your friend? What is that gonna do to burden me in life? Think about it. If you wanna talk, you talk. I'm saying I'm here to listen. I've always been here to listen. Hell, I'll put down any game or book that I have in my hands and I'll listen to you. Because that is infinitely way more fucking cooler and more interesting to talk to you compared to doing all of those things, That shit doesn't burden me. I enjoy talking to you, whether it's good or bad. You've had a rough day, talk about it. We'll relate, we'll talk, we'll insult whoever the fuck made your day worse. You know how I am. You ain't gonna burden me with jack shit. I'm here to listen and I'm here to stay. So, remember that the next time you think you're some sort of goddamn burden. You haven't been a burden since day one, and you never will be. I don't care how many issues you got going on in life. Your issues are my issues, and they aren't burdening me, but I'm happy to help. So, you better start talking, because I'm going to get it out of you one way or another. Good choice. Alright. Sure. Let me hear you out. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, great. I see. Come here, dude. Now I get why you've just been fucking gloomy and down in the dumps and just not around people. Oh man. I get it though. I get that. New year and you'd expect shit to be somewhat better, right? But nah, it's the same old shit that they shove at you each year. You just gotta learn how to eat it. I get it though, I really do. You're fucking strong though. I'll give you that much. Look, I just want to remind you that I don't want to see you fail. I ain't gonna see you fail. That's for sure. As long as I'm by your corner, you ain't failing. I'll boost you up how many fucking times you need, but I ain't gonna see you fail in life. What you're studying for, what you're working for, all of that shit. You got way more hope than I do. I wanna see you succeed. Then one day I can tell you that I told you so. I told you that you was gonna make it big. You're just gonna have a good life. These problems weren't gonna be a bother much anymore. You're gonna power through this shit and live in some fucking expensive ass mansion, have 15 wives, 12 Lamborghinis. I don't have that much hope for you. But shit, I have hope for you. You'll make it far, dude. But like, to make it far, you gotta believe in yourself. The obstacles you come into, it's gonna be harder and harder if you don't trust in yourself, if you don't believe you can get through it. Makes you think that you're weak, but you ain't fucking weak at all. I've seen you power through shit that I didn't know people would be able to. That's saying a lot, dude. Where a lot of people would give up, you go on. And sure, you can be a right fucking pain in my side when you're all upbeat and happy, but seeing you sad and defeated, that ain't something I want to stand with, you know? You gotta remember that I'm here for you. That I care. You can turn to me whenever you want. You ain't a burden to me. A message, a call, you coming up to my dorm, that shit's never gonna make me upset. Hell, wake me up from my sleep with a flashlight and burst into my goddamn door and say that you need help, and I still would be behind you. Can swat down my whole apartment. Don't swat down my apartment, please. Just call me. But you ain't gonna let life get the fucking best of you here, man. Look at how far you've come. Look at how far we've come. Going to the same fucking uni as you. You're doing some fucking good things, man. You made a lot of people proud. Family proud. Me proud. Teachers who are rooting for you. Other friends who are rooting for you. None of them want to see you fail, you know? None of them wants to see you have a downfall or to lose to the shit that always has to get slammed in front of you. Want to see you succeed. Power through everything. You should want that too. You should be proud of yourself as well. You asshole. Look, I'm semi-decent at being kind. I'm good at being mean though. So like, why not mix it? It's so off-brand for me to be completely kind. cut me some slack, dude. You should be used to it by now. I mean it though, man. You're gonna make it past all of this and reflect back on the conversation, I guess, and realize that I was right. Whether I'm here to tell you that I told you so or not, you'll still hear it. But I mean, these problems you're facing, it ain't the end of the road. It ain't the end of the road at all. Shit just happens. And it is a large fucking pill to swallow, but swallow it? You most certainly fucking have to. Phrasing. See? The world favors swallowers and not spitters. People need to start remembering that. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be trying to make you laugh. But come on, dude. I don't want to see you down like this. Gotta start believing in yourself. You gotta start thinking that your friends are gonna find you some sort of burden because you have problems. Fuck, we all have problems. I come to you about my problems. Other people come to you about their problems. You can do the exact fucking same. And if they don't allow you, then fuck them. Because why are they coming to you with their problems if they're not gonna help you out as well, right? That's how friendships work. You help each other out. I mean, sure, if they've got like a missing leg and the family's been kidnapped by some fucking, I don't know, some super spy agent and being held for ransom, of course they wouldn't be able to help you. But still, if they have the time to, they can. It doesn't stop you from being able to reach out. Sometimes we do need a helping hand. Fuck, I mean, I'm stubborn as shit, and I ask you for help sometimes. Just how it goes. Gotta help each other out. But gotta get out of that mentality, man. It sucks, and it makes you feel sucky. And it just lowers you more and more to the point where you just don't want to get back up. None of us want that for you. I don't want to see you down. I want to see you thrive and get past all this shit. Mainly for the reason of me being able to tell you that I told you so, but... but I genuinely want to see you succeed. I want people to see that hard work you put in. Because not everyone can see it, but you always are working hard. I want people to see that. You deserve to have people see how hardworking you are. How much you fought for what you have now. Just shit takes time. But you'll get there. People are gonna see you and people are gonna look up to you. You're gonna succeed in this life and you're gonna have a lot of shit to look forward to. So all you gotta do is power forward and trust me, I'm gonna be in your corner the entire bloody time. But you can mope about it all day if you want, but tomorrow we're back in at 'em. Tomorrow I wanna see you at your usual self. And hell, if you need me to come over today and stay over, then I can do that. I'm here for you, like I said. Plus, I'm gonna stay up and play video games all day because I'm not going in tomorrow. So, you know, win-win. Like I said, not a burden. Come on, dude. Let's get in. By the way, I have an assignment due tomorrow, so if I don't turn it in, it's gonna be your fault. I always leave shit last minute. What the fuck did you expect? You already agreed, so I'm not cancelling the plans now. Dude, I can last minute it. It's fine. No, we're not doing this now. You're just afraid you're gonna lose. Hello, my darlings. This is Pandara. According to the Lord of Cinder himself, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. It was a lot of fun to do. I wanted to kind of hit a thing where it genuinely feels like a friend just walking and talking to you about life. And not all friends are going to be constantly like wholesome. They insult the shit out of you a lot, but you know, they never really mean that. But when it comes with the kind words, it just kind of hits. Just nice to be reminded that you have a friend, that you have a person in your corner at all times, a ride or die. And that's what I wanted you guys to feel. Because you all deserve that. You all deserve to be loved. You all deserve to be happy, to have friends, and to have a nice life. And if my audios can provide that kind of comfort, then I really hope that it makes you smile today. I hope that it can give you a boost of energy or just anything. It's what these audios aim to do, and I hope it works. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week and a great start to the month. 3 months in, I believe in you. I believe you've got this. I believe you've got this entire year in the bloody bag, no matter what life throws at you. And just know that I'm always going to be in your corner. I love you all so much. A big thank you to all the Patreons for this month. Take care of yourselves, my darlings, and have a wonderful rest of your weeks. Until next time. Bye.